Good morning, this is Carol Ferrera, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the December 18th, 2025 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. Terry Lehane, Director of Information Technology, will now provide information.
Good morning, this is Terry Lehane, Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, your telephones will be muted. To unmute, press *6. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1427.
Thank you, Terry. This is Corinne Meyer speaking. Members of the public can visit the RA Housing website to view the Trust's agenda this morning and information and documents for each of the action being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted for any reason, we will stop and attempt to restore the audio. Trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust, Carol Ventura, will preside at this morning's meeting. Trustees, staff, guests, please do state your name prior to speaking for the benefit of those listening in. And with that, I will turn it over to the trustee to call the meeting to order.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. I'll now conduct a roll of the trustees in attendance. Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Commissioner Goddard.
Here.
Thank you. Let's move on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on October 16th, 2025. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion? Corey?
All those in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on October 16th, 2025, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have 3 affirmative votes. The motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving on to action item number 2 on the agenda, approval of Preservation Loan Program Fund financing for Sweetbriar in Barrington. Melanie?
Good morning. This is Melanie Brewer. This request for action is for approval of financing in an amount not to exceed $1,406,000 under the Preservation Loan Program Fund for Sweetbriar. This is a 47-unit rental housing development located in Barrington. The preservation funds were issued in an RFP for the PLPS financing, and then applications accepted at that time. Sweetbriar was competitively awarded. This is a preservation development in Barrington. It's currently in the Rhode Island housing portfolio. The development consists of flats and townhomes and a freestanding garage laundry building. So this project has gone through the capital needs assessment. We've seen all of the items under the scope that need to be preserved. We have checked that as well as the reserve analysis to make sure the project is operational past year 15. The refinancing from the development not only has 4% low-income housing tax credits, it's currently compliant with all the LIHTC-related requirements. So in addition, the development's proposed capital stack will include the tax-exempt permanent loan, Rhode Island Housing, and the preservation loan, sponsor loan, and existing reserves. So we request approval financing under the PLPF for Sweetbriar, subject to all the conditions.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve action item number 2, approval of Preservation Loan Program Fund financing for Sweetbriar located in Barrington?
So moved. Goddard.
And seconded. Kara.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve and second. Any further discussion? Corey?
All those in favor of approving a Preservation Loan Program Fund financing for Sweetbriar located in Barrington as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Corey. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number 3 on the agenda is approval of homeownership investment fund financing awards. Lauren, are you presenting? Lauren, thank you.
Good morning, Lauren Farley. This request for action is for approval of 2 awards under the homeownership investment fund. It was created to provide financing to qualified developers for the rehab or new construction of homes for households earning up to 100%. $5 million has been awarded over 4 separate funding rounds to create 72 units. In 2023, the original HIP guidelines were modified to prioritize projects rates received within 4 months of funding award to limit the max sales prices to 100% of AMI and to accept applications on a rolling basis. So this is part of the position of September 24th and with 2 million available to award. In response to that RFP, we received 2 proposals. The applications were reviewed by staff in accordance with the thresholds here for the HIP program, and those 2 proposals are being recommended for funding today in the amount of $661,893. They will produce 5 consistency units in South Kingstown and South Philly, and both are submitted by nonprofit developers. The first one is Northwest South Kingstown is sponsored by Narragansett Affordable Housing Corporation. They propose new construction of 2 2-bedroom attached condo units and 1 3-bedroom single-family home on vacant land near Curtis Corner Road. And these units will sell for $240,000 and $287,000 separately for families earning up to 80% of AMI. Second project is the Leverage Duplex in Westerly, and that's sponsored by Habitat Communities of County. And they are constructing a 2-unit home on vacant land. Each unit will have 2 bedrooms and will be still required, bringing up to 80% of AMI.
Thank you. Thank you, Lauren. Motion to approve action item number 3, approval of homeownership investment fund financing awards.
So moved. Goddard.
And second, Karen.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
Yeah. The pricing on Leadward, $170K a unit, seems really low.
Habitat for Humanity often sells for less than the max sales price that they're eligible for. It's their development model with equity, you know, a lot of volunteer work. So they often price less than 80% max price.
And their buyers are typically well below 80%. They're targeting probably mm-hmm. our 60-65% home buyer.
They do work closely with the buyers on the buyer
situation. Yeah.
Makes me a little nervous, but I know that's Collins' model, but that's make me nervous.
The AMI level, you mean? Okay. Yeah. Not the purchase price, so to speak.
Well, the purchase price is driven really by the AMI.
By the percentage of the AMI. Yeah.
But that's it for me.
Okay.
A caution.
I have a quick question here.
Sure.
So I'm curious why it seems like a fantastic program. What we're getting for the level of subsidy that we're putting into each home and the construction cost of each home seem to be very efficient. So why would you say we didn't have more interest?
I think it was a cycle. There was a lot of sort of money out there, and I expect there's a couple projects in the pipeline that I expect applications very soon, and likely back in February or March for additional 1.4 million.
Okay.
There are projects coming up.
We have a limited pool of our nonprofit developers who do this work, mm-hmm. right? You know, Providence Habitat used to be in the business. Hopefully they come back and they do more in the infill in the city of Providence. But there's a limited pool, and which is why we're trying to create products that help us work more with for-profit developers who are creating inventory that we might be able to buy down the sales prices on. So turnkey is coming up to do that. So I think homeownership is important, and we've got to do more. And maybe the duplexes and the condos have to be the model for the future, given the limited demand we have.
Right.
Is it possible that the limitation of 5 units is also, I mean, it's a small development. It's not. I'm not sure how many developers except this handful engage in that scale.
Yep. Yeah. And down in South County,
yeah,
that's kind of what you're working at, right? It's very tight lots. And Narragansett Affordable Housing has done a great job picking off what they can. Mm-hmm. Down in Narragansett, they've done a good job on their homeownership product, but it's limited what they can do.
And this is a success, too. This is purchased with SFRF dollars, part of the acquisition program. So now we're seeing these come to fruition, which is great.
Yeah.
Nice follow through. Yeah.
Yep. Any other questions? No. Okay, I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion? None. Corey, please.
All those in favor of approving Home Ownership Investment Fund funding as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say nay. We have a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Okay. The last action item is action item number 4, approval of turnkey affordable ownership program funding awards. Lauren again.
Yes. Good morning again. Lauren Farley. This request for action is for approval of one award under the Turnkey Affordable Homeownership Program. In August 2024, the Affordable Housing Trust created a Turnkey Program. $1 million was initially made available to developers to increase the development of homeownership opportunities for households at or below 100% AMI. An additional $2 million for $3 million total was subsequently made available based on anticipated demand. The funding prioritizes projects, again, that are ready to proceed within 4 months of funding and accept applications on a rolling basis. Funding is limited to $190,000 for an 80% AMI home and $150,000 for a 100% AMI home. If a developer receives a density bonus through the comp permit process, they're limited to $50,000 per unit. And unless a project is 100% affordable with no market demand. The first RFP was issued in September 24, and earlier this year in February, the AHT board approved $1 million in program funds for 2 different projects. The developers of both of those projects withdrew their application. One, it was more profitable for one developer to sell their 5 units at market rate. They were already listed at the time of turnkey approval, so they went forward with selling their market units. The other developer received a density bonus through the comp permit process, and that limited their subsidy to $50,000 a unit, and it was more profitable for them to sell 120% AMI units than 40%, so wasn't a lot of incentive right there. temporarily suspended to explore potential program modifications. We want to get it right. But prior to that suspension, 3 applications were received. 1 complete application is being recommended today for $1.5 million in turnkey funding. And that award will produce 10 turnkey units in Lincoln. And it's Cobble Hill Crossing condominium being developed by Seminole Development. They are constructing 23 bedroom units at Old Lewis Griffith Pike, and they're all affordable across the AMI. Construction commenced in April 25 and completely financed with developer equity. The 10 units are scheduled for completion by February of 26. And the developer has 10 reservations for more deeply affordable units, including 6 at 80% AMI and 4 at 100% AMI. The Trinity Award is recommended for these 10 units at $1.5 million. And the remaining 10 units are scheduled for completion by the summer.
Let me get an action. May I have a motion to approve action number 4, approval of turnkey affordable ownership program funding awards?
So moved, Deborah. Second, Karen.
Thank you. Questions, comments?
A question. Sort of curious as we think about home ownership and condos and the ins and outs of that model for lower income households and fees and stuff. But on 10, this will be 20 units total.
Yes.
And who will manage it?
There is a data, that's a condo.
Yeah, so these owners will manage for themselves.
Yes.
That makes me nervous too, but that's why I asked. At that scale, you can't afford professional management, but we've got 20 lower income households for the first time home buyers, and they're going to manage a condo. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to need to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. But. Any other comments? Kara? No? Okay. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions? Corey?
All those in favor of approving turnkey affordable home ownership program funding awards as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous.
Thank you. We have no more business. Oh, can I have to adjourn?
Motion. Adjourn, Karen.
Second.
Thank you. Corey?
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
3 affirmative votes.
Thank you. We're adjourned.